episode 37, Underground Espionage. Tara, we're a little late, but we're here.
Yes, we are, Mike. Here we are.
It's Sunday.
Sorry, I was dazed. I was trying to decide if 37 was a prime number, and then I realized we were recording a podcast.
That is how it happens. But yeah, a little late. I'm going to post this right after we finish recording. So a little late this week, but look, I did go under.
You did go under. Yeah. Look, a little late and a little unhinged, a little chaotic.
Well,
but you
it's
know
not
what?
Even
I'm
that,
excited
Tara.
About that.
It's not even
but it's
going to
be
Tara.
That. I predict it. I can already feel it.
Well,
in
I
my
will
bones.
Say that, you know, the upcoming weeks may be spotty as far as releasing. Got some, you know, got a family trip coming up. Yep. So just kind of like October might miss a week, but going to try not to. Just letting you know here up top. Definitely going to have something this next week, but after that, we might have a week off.
We'll yeah, well, I'm just saying, like, I feel like maybe I had a slight grumpy mood, and I feel like my mood
when?
Broke yesterday.
You?
Like, yeah, I feel like yesterday I just suddenly was just like, I felt like great.
Interesting. I didn't clock that, so I guess
yes.
You... Were you grumpy at me? Did I do something?
No.
Were you
no.
mad at my teeth?
Just, maybe just focused on you
my
know,
lack
getting
of
through
teeth?
All that. So yes, Mike, you want to talk about going under the knife?
Well, we said last on the last episode that I was not planning on going under, but the reality is definitely go under if you did what I did, and it was actually cheaper to go under.
I mean, look, because here's the thing. Like I truly after, you know, Joan Rivers lover, and I guess maybe that. As a younger me, took it as a cautionary tale to not take, you know,
yeah, but,
sedation
but,
lightly.
Yeah, but that's not what...
That was general anesthesia. This was not general anesthesia. You were doing like a twilight anesthesia.
I guess, but I'll tell you what.
You don't remember a damn thing. You were so happy. Your face. We should put that as part of the episode.
I don't know about that.
You looked so happy. On the elevator, you were smiling the whole time, and you were like... holding my hand, and you were like, let's go.
Well, because I needed you to... Because I would have fallen. I would have fallen... if I didn't, but
yeah.
It is crazy because I've never done that before for anything,
yeah.
And so when they
gave you the option,
when they yeah, it was like definitely do it first of all.
And now I'm kind of like I feel like
you got screwed by not getting it.
They never give me the option. I think they're just like you're an old pro.
But,
I don't know why no one has even ever offered me.
But
to
they
go
said
under
that
for any procedure,
it's good that I did because it was rough, and they actually did like. Part of the procedure was that one of the fears is where my tooth was. It's right by a sinus lane or whatever. And so if it got punctured, which it most likely was going to, then it was going to like fucking.
So basically, so the root of your tooth was in your sinus cavity, right? And so when they pull your tooth, this has happened before. Like it happened to me in the front of my mouth.
Yeah.
Like when they were numbing and stuff, it, like you feel it in your nose, and like your whole nose will go numb, and your face will go. It's a
when
weird
they said it was
sensation.
Also going to like squirt blood.
Well, no. So what happened was I was getting there, and not just squirt blood. So when he pulled that root out of your sinuses, then it's connected. So like if you blow your nose, it would take the blood from in your mouth, and you would blow. You would basically start dripping blood through your nose because your sinuses had been perforated.
And
so if you drank through a straw, it would shoot water out of your
nose. Yeah, he said that, and I was like, that was the most shocking
because
thing
of the pressure.
That he's like,
it's like a little siphon.
I was like, I've never heard that water could just shoot out of your nose.
Yeah, when it's your perforated.
But then
sinuses,
they, but then he gave me. Then it was like we're doing the bone graft with this new procedure that most likely will totally stop that, and it did.
Yeah, because otherwise you would have to have a sinus lift, and sinus lifts are really annoying.
But when, so yes, so it was good that I went under because that did happen. But the you said that happened, right?
What
that
happened?
He did perforate it.
No, so.
Because he told me this, but I don't remember.
No, I got the whole run. You don't I love it. You know, so yes. So I went in the office prior and afterwards, and I discussed all of it with them. And yes, he said that when in your root came out, it perforated your sinuses. There was a hole. He did a bone graft. He sealed it up.
Yeah.
And that's why they needed to do the graft. And he suspected he needed to. And he did. And it's all good. And now there's nothing squirting out of your nose unless you do something weird.
I hope not. But the best part was when they, so they, I'm laying down in the thing, and all of a sudden I did start to get sort of nervous once I was in there, because they're putting like the monitors on me.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden I'm like, oh, this feels like really scary. I mean, it does have that just sort of apocalyptic, like the doctors are all around. I mean, I'm telling you this, you've had this done, you've done this shit a million times, but I've seen it done to you. So it is scary when I see it done to you. Yeah. But having it not ever been done to me, I was like, oh man, I have a new appreciation for how scary it can be.
Yeah.
But when they started administering the stuff, so
giving you the juice, you were so sweet.
To rewind, the music in the whatever playlist shuffle they had
so
on was great.
Better.
We walked in and they're playing
Cult,
the Cult, Rain. Yeah. So the playlist is good. You know,
significantly
New Order.
Better. Yeah.
So I'm laying in the chair and Depeche Mode Stripped is on. I'm like, oh hell yeah! And then as they give me the they start administering the
juice,
Sleepy Times, Billy Idol, Flesh for Fantasy comes on, and my only memory is going, hey, I DJ this song. And then just and then like the ceiling just starts to get wavy.
Yeah.
And then the next thing I remember is like, all right, you're all done. I'm like, and in my mind, I'm like, you haven't even started. Like, did something go
Don't
wrong?
You just
like,
want that all
you
the
haven't
time.
Even
so
started.
Nice.
Oh my God. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Especially.
Has that only been a week?
I mean, a little over now,
oh, okay,
from recording, but yeah,
wow,
basically
that's
a week.
Crazy.
And that first night when like everything wore off at like 4 a.m,
yeah,
I woke up in like excruciating, yeah, pain. And then it leveled off. And like today definitely is like, every day there's a point during the day where all of a sudden it starts to hurt a little,
yeah,
bit again. I'm like, God damn it. I thought it was supposed to be done.
Have your stitches come out yet?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, because they're dissolvable.
I think so. You can't feel them. You're not
so
licking
them.
So
that is the adventure.
What a wild ride.
We've been on as you've, if you're with us.
Yeah.
It's funny because somebody, a listener who was, is I guess, who I didn't realize was a few episodes behind, was talking about dental stuff in reference to you. And was saying that we should do Dr. Giggles, which we should. We should be doing Dr. Giggles. But
should.
I was like, yeah, man, it's crazy. Okay. And I was telling him the thing about going under. He's like, wait a minute. You went under? He's like, I'm a few episodes behind. I'm like, oh, yeah.
We haven't even talked about it
yet. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So these are the dental journeys you have been on with us, Underground Espionage listeners. Knock on everything, we're good with that. But like I said, we have we're going out of town. Not even for a week. It's a relatively quick trip, but a family trip.
That's so funny. Yeah, it's gonna be so fast.
Yeah, but we still may miss that week. But
we'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens.
We might do it.
We'll see what happens. But we have been watching a lot. And then for today's the main thing we want to talk about. I mean, we were hemming and hawing between a few things, and it just decided that we just got the Crazy Kids Video Party Blu-ray courtesy of Something Weird and AGFA, and it just kind of felt like, you know what, let's watch something just completely absurd and ridiculous. And boy did we.
And you know, I was, and we were like hemming and hawing between this and then something like serious.
Well,
and bleak.
We're, yeah.
And you know, like, what couldn't be at two further ends of the spectrum for what we were trying to choose between? But like I said, since I was, like, feeling good, I was like, oh, I could go pitch black. That sounds fun. Something ridiculous. That sounds fun.
Yeah,
like,
and we are going to do this incredible movie called War of the Worlds from 1981, this Polish movie. Mm-hmm. That I'm really excited to. Definitely going to do it before Christmas because it does take place around Christmas and there's some great rundown Polish Christmas trees in it. But it's from the Apocalypse Tetralogy set from Vinegar Syndrome from a few years ago that we got like a many sales ago. And then just in my state when I'm recovering and I just have been watching movies, I didn't know what I felt like watching. And I was like, I'm going to crack this open. It was still sealed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm like, this.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm not even going to read up anything about it. I'm going to crack it open and pop it in and watch two of the movies. Really loved it. Can't wait to watch more, but I really want to do the War of the Worlds movie. So that was what we had talked about doing this week. But then it just sort of, at the last minute, felt like, you know what? I think the brain cells might need to just flitter away. And boy,
I kind of thought they'd flit away into the atmosphere.
But
they're very, it's very heavy. They're very heavy balloons.
They went
heavy,
fully
heavy
into balloon land is where
I'm calling it balloon. B-L-O-O-N, balloon land. Now, Mike,
yeah,
there was a story that I had been wanting to tell. Okay. And, you know, sometimes we don't discuss things. Oh, wait, what were we going to discuss? I said, oh, we can talk about something on here.
You kept it to yourself, and then you didn't. You were like,
that's a pity, because it's long gone.
Yeah, you didn't tell. No, you didn't. You didn't.
It's long gone.
It's long gone.
Well, you know what? It's okay, because like I said, I was feeling chaotic energy because I am a multitasking fancy lady right now, and I do have.
You're good at that.
I do have a lot of orange hair dye on right now.
That's true. We're multitasking.
Multitasking, darling, right now, and so I do feel like maybe I look like one of the clowns. I look totally unhinged. But look, I have this history of insomnia. Right. I mean, doesn't. Right.
Yeah. I would say it's transferred more to me in recent years than you. But
yeah, but I'll still have a night every now and then where it's just like it doesn't happen.
Sure.
You know, I just lay there all night. Lay there all night, then the alarm goes off, and then you just get up and go about your day.
Same.
And then you feel like you're in some crazy zone.
That's why I wish we had that sleepy time juice.
I know. And it's like living on a lifetime in your own head at night.
Yes.
Because when I'm in it, because I've had two of those days recently, and I will come to a point. My point is telling you about the thing that I keep thinking about while I'm sitting up all night. And so... like you're sitting there, and then I always say, like, just enjoy the fact that you have stopped time. Like, that's what I always tell myself. Yeah. It's like, this is another way to like slow down time. Like, everything seems to be whizzing by and going fast. But when you're sitting up in the middle of the night, it's like the slowest you ever experience time.
It is. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And especially in our dark vortex of a room where you can't see your hand in front of your face.
Yeah.
And there's like two fans going and you have white noise and you're just sitting there with your thoughts. For hours endlessly, and it feels like you've been there for days and you've lived an entirely separate life in your head.
Yeah, absolutely.
By the time you wake up and like kind of zombie walk over to the rest of your day, or a continuation of the day before. So the thing I've been thinking about is Nutty Putty Cave, because I saw I'm a whore for clickbait, right? And so I saw this digital recreation of Nutty Putty Cave and what the tragedy of Nutty Putty Cave looked like from a first person perspective. And it just looked like somebody going down a tube of dirt. And I was like, what the hell is the story of this? So then I had to read more about it. And I just keep thinking about it, Mike. And so here's the story of Nutty Putty Cave.
Tell us the story.
Nutty Putty Cave is a cave in Utah. It was discovered in the 60s and became a popular place for like amateur cave enthusiasts to go and explore, and it's called Nutty Putty because at points the clay inside of the cave was very like soft, like peanut butter. So it was
that's what I was picturing.
Yes.
I was picturing a peanut butter cave.
Yeah, it's kind of like a peanut butter cave. Other points, it's not like tacky like peanut butter. It's just a soft, squishy clay. And so it wasn't necessarily an easy cave. Like going to Mammoth Cave, it's like really wide, right? It's a lot of those passages you can just kind of walk through. You don't need gear. We're not talking about those like badass babes from The Descent, you know, that have their like clicking gear.
Those bad bitches.
I got 50 carabiners and some rope, and I'm gonna fucking use my biceps and scamper across
and
a
get
ravine.
Fucking killed.
I love that movie. It's so good.
Yeah.
They are cool. But
I don't know if they're cool, but I like
the movie.
You
know what? They are cool. Some of them are cool, and some of them are bitches. And that's what I learned in The Descent. We should watch Descent, too. Anyway, so this type of cave was a pretty high difficulty level, but because of the cutesy name, like Nutty Putty, people wanted to go into it.
I felt like
it would
be a cave for kids.
It
sounds like a place in Balloon Land.
It does sound like Nutty Putty Cave. Let's go lick the peanut butter walls, right? That sounds like a porn.
Sign me up.
Hello. That sounds like a great attraction. So then... Nutty Putty Cave had a lot of people like getting trapped. One of the features was called the birth canal, where
Jesus
you go down
Christ.
This very narrow tube and then it empties into like a little room, right? And again, this cave wasn't even fully explored. So in 2006, due to many people having to get rescued in this wacky cave, again, this type of cave exploring, no thank you. I'll walk into Mammoth Cave, look around, do that type of thing. I ain't squeezing into shit. And you were required to get a permit to go spelunking in this cave. So a man named John Edward Jones, he was 26 years old, had been kind of caving all his life and went on cave expeditions with his friends, with his dad. And he entered the cave in 2009 and was gleefully gallivanting about and had these plans to go down the birth canal and
lick some of that peanut butter.
Lick some of the peanut butter and then enter this room. So he had been in Nutty Putty Cave before and other caves, but he, again, a 26-year-old man, the last time he'd been in, he was a teenager and he was significantly smaller. The dude was now like 6'2", big guy, right? So he is going down the birth canal and something goes wrong. And what had gone wrong was that he was not in the birth canal. He was in a different, unexplored portion of the cave.
He was in the anal canal. He was in that anal cavity.
He wasn't even in an anal canal. He was in, you know, more like an ear canal.
Maybe a perforated sinus.
Well,
canal.
That empties to somewhere. This didn't empty to somewhere. Mike, I'm going to show you a picture of where he ended up.
This
guy went all the way down this canal and was going down thinking he would enter the room.
But he gets in this spot.
He gets into a spot with solid walls. He can't back up because he's gone meters deep, right? Crawling.
I actually want to vomit.
It makes me want to puke, like thinking about it. So he's hopelessly stuck upside down in this position and they cannot get him out. How would you get him out? He's upside down, like dangling, right? And he was there for 27 hours. He did not get rescued. He is still in that cave.
Right now?
Yeah, he's in the cave. He's dead.
Wait, dude, he died. I did not see that coming.
It is, so again, this is why this one has stuck with me, is because the dude, okay, so his,
dude.
So what happened next?
Oh, I'm literally, my body is, I'm sweating.
I did too. This whole thing, this story, like, is so visceral and awful. So, welcome to my nightmare. So his friends went and got rescue parties. And so they go in and they managed to get somebody down there to tie a winch to his ankles. And when they were putting the winch to pull him out of the cave, it kept popping out of the wall because the walls weren't sturdy enough. They were like putty, right?
The Nutty Putty.
So they did kind of get him out. Like at one point, they had pulled him up.
He was alive at this point, or was he getting his corpse out? He was alive.
They were pulling him out by his ankles, and they said that at one point they could even see his eyes. But then
the
winch broke. And he was tumbled down there. So eventually, if you're hung upside down long enough, your blood pools in your lungs and you pass away. So eventually, he became, I think it was like 27 hours later, he passed away.
Dude, you just ruined my day. I literally ruined your day. I feel like stopping. Are we done?
So then they sealed the episode. So after that, they sealed the cave with concrete. They sealed the tunnel, filled it with concrete. Then they filled the entryway, sold the land, and there's a memorial plaque, and no one will ever enter Nutty Putty Cave again. Isn't that insane?
I mean, that is literally, I'm glad I took my long sleeve off, because I would be passing out right now. Put a t-shirt on.
Oh my gosh, and I have not told this story?
Is it so bad? Yes, this is serious.
I've been thinking about it for so long.
I'm glad you got it out. It's horrible. Again, though, like...
Don't. Go into caves.
But I mean, like you know, getting killed by Jason in the woods, like drowning on a cruise ship. This is one of those other things that you and I will never be in this position.
No, so I shouldn't be so viscerally affected by it.
But I would say...
That's the reason we don't go in caves.
These cave and like videos of like people going through that shit is like, I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, fuck you. Like, you know what? This guy, fuck you.
You don't need to go down that birth canal. Stay out of the birth canal.
God.
I know, it's terrifying.
Awful.
It's horrible. Horribly tragic, but like, just like rotten, rotten, awful. So yeah, so one night I was reading about that before I went to sleep. And guess what? I never went to sleep that night.
That's why you can't do that shit. That's why, ask anyone who tries to text me after a certain time of the night. They know they ain't getting a text back because my phone is turned over. I am such a big believer in not filling your head. It's so important what's in your head as you fall asleep. That's why I always say have a thing to turn the brain off. Look, not everyone agrees with me on that. Some people can't, don't want, they never want to turn their brain off, and that's fine. That's on, that's you. That's yeah. your prerogative. I'm not saying you, because I know you like to do what I do, but once in a while you catch yourself.
And once in a while I go along that idea of like, I want to drown out the other thoughts with other thoughts.
You cannot. They won't be drowned. I'm telling you.
I know. They're very buoyant.
If any advice we can give, and I know, and actually did get a great note from someone who got some good advice from us on the very Wednesday Addams episode. So shout out to you. And I'm glad that we can
what
give
is that advice?
Watch, good advice.
Watch. It's a very Wednesday Addams. Oh, interesting. You know, okay.
Look, people listen to us for advice. People listen to us for advice.
Good. Well.
Usually it's of a different nature, but the advice I'm giving you now is do not look at your phone. I mean, I'm saying hours before. To me, it's hours before bed.
Yeah, you're like 7 o'clock, it's off.
That's a little of an exaggeration, but sometimes. Yeah. I mean, sometimes it's like, sometimes if I'm like feeling it, it's like, dude, it is early.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, because whatever I'm doing... right now, I'm reading a book that I read when I was like 13 or so, Clive Barker, The Damnation Game. And so I want to put myself back in that thing of like, that's how I read things then. Like, I didn't have a distraction. I've been reading a lot and long form. This book's not as long, but like, I read it, you know? So it's like, that was 1,000 pages. So you need to get that shit away from you because you just do.
Well, and I started.
Have a little of that coffee.
Oh, yeah. You want some coffee? Here you go. And I started taking. Because I like to write down words that I enjoy, but I've been writing them on my phone. So, Mike, you know what I've been doing lately? Is I've been taking a plain bookmark, and then I write down the words I like on a bookmark.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then I can come back to them there's later, always, so I'm not constantly
there's
on the
always
phone.
An excuse to look at your phone. I make it, too. I'm not saying – this is – by no means this is some sort of high horse thing. But it's true because, I mean, what I'm saying is I need to – prevent myself. I am culpable, so I need to prevent myself because it is easy. It is easy just to like check.
My phone tells me my screen time. I'm not.
Yeah.
My eyes wide open about my habits.
I'm like, I gotta write that down. I'll write down in my notes. No, write it down in the notebook. The 50 notebooks that we have lying around. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, look, I'm telling you, this is a lesson learned here. You think you're just innocently looking something up. But you're not. It's just
you think you're getting
your
a charming tale. Well, let me tell you, something that it will be a great thing to empty your head, will not cause you sleepless nights. That is the tale of Fun in Balloon Land.
Fun in Balloon Land.
Fun
but Tara, before we get into Fun in Balloon Land, one quick note that. The Failing Lights tape box set Years
so nice.
Ending Dark Ambient is out right now on Hospital Productions. So go peruse the Hospital Bandcamp or website to check it out. There's a special edition. I don't know if that's still available, but I always want to make note.
Can like read to.
We worked to it. Because it is four. The regular set's 4 hours. If you get the special, it's five. So it's 4 hours long, long flowing ambient to put the year to bed. So always want to note when there's something new out. Go check it out, hospitalproductions.net or the Bandcamp. But something completely different than everything we've been just talking about, Tara, like you noted. It's fun in Balloon Land. Now,
is it fun in Balloon Land?
I don't know who had fun.
Having fun in Balloon Land. Cow jumping over the moon land. Isn't that kind of how they
sing about it? How it goes. Now, so I want to back into, before we get into it, just sort of something weird and our relationship with something weird and these types of movies, because it was certainly early on, Tara, you and I would, you know, if it's something weird VHS, it's going on.
Sold.
We were everything from the Coffin Joes to these strange 60s kids movies. There's a Wizard of Oz. I think there's like a couple Wizard of Oz related ones. Obviously, one of our absolute favorite things that we watch always around this time of year, the retro Christmas classics. Mm-hmm. One thing, because of the way our brains and life had been going this month, we had gotten the intermission video party.
Yes.
And it was at, for a few days, it was the only thing that felt good to put on. It's literally just like 50s drive-in intermission.
Telling you to go get a hot dog. So much barbecue.
Oh,
so much barbecue at the, concession stand.
All it made me want to do, God. And I might get something like that later today. I'll tell you that, buddy. Hot dogs, barbecue. All it makes you want to do is have a nice, refreshing ice cold soda with your
refreshing root beer and some barbecue.
No, nowadays it's like have a refreshing sugar free probiotic root beer.
I'll take it.
Hey man, they're give good. All right, but I support them.
So look, we have to have alternatives. Like if we're gonna make a healthy decision, we need an alternative. But look, and then it sparked those conversations of us being like, you're in the drive-in. Can you go in the winter? And then they're like, here's an ad for your in-car heater. It's get so your good. Own propane heater on the side of your car.
Tons of Christmas stuff in there. Fans, so we're loving it, right? Yeah. We're loving it. And that also, AGFA, you know, did that on Blu-ray like they did the Santa Claus Conquers the Martians, which will be on here shortly. And just that era of
regional television programs that were produced by like local furniture stores, something of that nature.
So good.
But again, it was just adults being like, let's make a special.
Yeah.
Let's make a special for children and then the children will watch it. Here we go. Let's get all of our adult pals together.
Yeah.
We'll all star in a children's special.
Absolutely. And something weird curated this stuff just so perfectly. And early on, it was definitely like stuff we would watch a lot. Mm-hmm. So I'm so happy these are getting these great reissues, thanks to AGFA, Something Weird, and of course, Vinegar Syndrome, as always. Of course, hey, got that sale coming up this week, baby. You know we're going to have stuff.
Oh, that's right. It is.
You know we're going to be stocking up for 2026 episodes. Look,
also, but that is one of the true sales that is. So another, in these are times. It's like, what the fuck? Since when is Black Friday a month? It's Black Friday month. Every day is Black Friday. Like, how many weeks has Black Friday been going on? Like, since Halloween, everybody's been like, Black Friday sale. It's like, Black Friday is the day after Thanksgiving, guys.
I mean, look, we've been doing long Christmas here, so I get
Black Friday.
I get fudging, but for me, Black Friday doesn't start until the Vinegar Syndrome sale kicks off.
Exactly. Now, that is a true Black Friday sale.
So I'm excited for
another
that.
False Black Friday
we're
going to
be stocking up for 2026 episodes. You worry not. But this did just come out, and because of that intermission time, I didn't want to wait. I was like, I just think we need to get this now. I think it's the zone that we're in.
It is.
And, you know, we're going to get to the Apocalypse Tetralogy movie, maybe even next week, but this week, I felt like it's time to go to Balloon Land. And it fits because it's about a Thanksgiving Day parade. It's about a Thanksgiving Day parade.
It's about, is that what it's about?
So this set does have a lot of stuff on it.
I was wiggling around because I got cold and I had to put a blanket on.
We watched fully the Fun in Balloon Land as well as the Polly Pocket short, which I'm sure we'll talk about. And then just did a quick check just because we didn't have time to watch all of it for this episode. But I'm excited to watch Kingdom of Crooked Mirrors. That's going to be exciting.
I mean, because again, I love something I've always loved are the dubbed over Russian animations.
Famously, Snow Queen is one of our favorite
movies. And so then, Mike, I think your microphone's not pointed at you. Can you just point it at yourself?
I think with all that fidgeting.
You're going to blame me? I'll take it. It probably was my fault.
Okay, cool. Cool, thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. That's fine. So, look, I'm a yeah, I'll claim a fidget. I like a fidget. So Snow Queen, what are they called? The 12 months?
That one's great.
That one's so good. Like, but even as a kid, there were all these amazing, like, sometimes you could just find them, and usually in dollar bins at something like Dollar General or the dollar store.
Big Lots.
You would just get these, like, dollar DVDs of random cartoons. Oh, what's the one with the robot? Some conquering robot and Mr. Wonderbird, like all these weird Eastern European cartoons that were just so phenomenal, and they really, really are mind-blowing. So this looks like it will also be beautifully epic.
It'll be on mind-blowing here. It's great. Soon, but something different, Tara. Fun in Balloon Land.
yeah, so I know it's hard. funny.
You actually took an incredible amount of notes, by the way.
Okay, I did take a lot of notes because every twist and turn just surprised me. I'm like looking at what I'm writing, and I know at one point I said, heck, I can rest my fingies because I will not be documenting plot. Well, and then that's wrong. That's wrong. I wrote 3 pages worth of things. None of them are plot. I will say that, but it's just okay. So I'm going to start. So I was singing the beautiful song, "We're Having Fun in Balloon Land." So it appears that not only is there a giant balloon parade, that there's probably a giant balloon resting place attraction somewhere.
Yes. Yeah.
So it,
that's what it seems like.
It seems as though what we're dealing with is Balloon Land.
Because it was put on.
So I'm assuming that attraction is Balloon Land USA.
Well, I don't know. It's put on by the balloon company, it looked like, I believe, in the credits.
It says Balloon Land USA, okay, which is what I think may be the attraction.
Gotcha.
Then it says Giant Balloon Parades presents fun in Balloon Land.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So maybe they made this for people who visited Balloon Land. So 1965, right? Yes. So we start off our chaotic journey in a place that looks like a giant modified barn where big balloons are tied up. And when I say balloons, I don't mean like roundies, you know.
Parade balloons. Giant.
We're talking parade balloons, but we aren't talking all parade. We're not talking Macy's Day parade balloons that are filled with a floating gas and have people holding them down lest they fly away, right? Because I think before, maybe it was home time where we discussed, Mike, the Macy's Day parade balloons. Did I do a whole thing about that? Don't you remember when I told you that they used to release them at the end?
Yeah,
and if you captured one of the balloons, then you would win a prize. So,
because yes, like, we watched old 30s ones. Yeah.
So they had like these special tags, and only one was captured by a lady pilot who was doing crazy maneuvers, and it was deemed so unsafe that they never wanted people to
unsafe
try to
because
them.
It was a lady pilot. Yeah, I got you.
Jet pilot trying to capture balloons so she can get Macy's perfumes. That'd be fun. I actually kind of stand behind that. I get unlimited perfumes at the Macy's counter. I don't remember what the prize is if you got it, but it was like a big prize, so people wanted the balloons. Anywho, these are not those balloons. They're a different sort of balloon. These are big balloons that are a little smaller, and then you roll them around on carts. A team of clowns actually rolls them around, and there's endless amounts
shitload
of clowns.
Load of clowns.
So many fucking clowns, and you won't even believe it. So many fucking clowns. And I'm not talking clowns. I'm talking like clowns, you know. So we're in Balloon Land, but we're not there yet. Like, don't get ahead of us.
Okay, sorry, Tara.
We're talking non-floating, psychotically shaped balloons that resemble non-copyrighted characters. So these creeps got to rest somewhere. So there's like apparently a giant barn somewhere where they're kind of posted up to like make a story, right? So we have a lady in an old-timey nightgown and cap posted up with a giant storybook rocking a child. And as like we hear singing and the child rocking, the mom falls asleep, and then the little boy gets up, and there's a book that's bigger than him, and he goes and he stands in front of it like he's peeing, and we're like, is this kid taking a piss on this fairy tale
like
book?
That.
And it only looks like he's pissing, right? And then all of a sudden, he's in Balloon Land, and there are children there, and they are forced to skip violently in circles while we hear tales of the balloons. And that's how this journey begins.
This journey through Balloon Land.
Yeah, the kid went to pee, and
that's what it does look like.
And then he goes through the fairy tale book, and remember when he comes up and there's lots of kids sleeping?
So right away, the scene we're in, yeah, it's a bunch of kids. I guess they took that the Dennis Sleepy Juice.
Oh no, I remember that. They said, "So okay, so look, explaining this narratively is going to be challenging. Because,
I think it's just where the fun lies, like Tara. The fun in balloon land.
You have to use your big brain to like figure out what's going on. It's also like a mystery. So. Yeah.
Also, like, Agatha Christie be damned.
So all of a sudden this kid pees on a book, and he then is hanging out with a bunch of
he pees on a book,
and then there's a bunch of kids laying on the ground and some hay.
Dennis Sleepyjuice,
crazy balloon people that are terrifying, and
they're talking,
and then a narrator comes on, the man narrator, not the lady narrator. Is there a man?
Yeah, but no, but Tara, it's supposed to be the balloons talking, is what that voice is.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
So
the lady narrator is coming up later, and boy, she is a gem.
That's right, I forgot. Okay, so there's a big balloon prince, and he's like, oh, where's Briar Rose? Where's Briar Rose? She was cursed for 1,000 years. Well, 1,000 years must be over now, because Briar Rose awakens. But I don't... And then these kids start waking up.
He kisses the big lady balloon at one point, and it's a very strange look. It looks very odd.
I missed it. I was distracted, though, because the little kid...
You didn't see that?
No, because the little kid, I was watching the little kid wiggling around uncomfortably. Well,
you were also typing. So the kid is wiggling around and scratching his butt, and like just sort of like, it could not be less comfortable. It's like you.
Well, if I sat in a big heap of hay... I would be very uncomfortable, well, especially around those balloons. So, that's right. And they did kind of make the balloons do things, and they made the balloons fake talk.
No, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So that was great. And then
there's a battle. Terry, okay, you were so focused, and then all of a sudden you started to do that thing where you faint. You're like, and then this happens, and the episode's over.
I forgot.
So
I forgot. We watched it though. Good night.
Come back. I need you back. You were killing it.
Maybe I should have some coffee.
You were killing it.
I told you we'd be chaotic. Okay, so all these balloons. Well, I had jumped ahead because I forgot. Look,
you focus on the parade and you forgot this whole preamble.
I fucking forgot. Okay,
when he goes underwater and the underwater sounds like so loud, like and the weird ass.
He wanted to go shake the octopus.
And the king
hand.
Of the underworld, like who looks terrifying.
How
with, like,
could
a
I
terrifying
forget him going
mask?
Underwater because he's wearing tiny gold swim trunks and he's a little boy.
Yeah,
and he wants to shake the octopus's tentacle, but the octopus's tentacle looks like it's covered in a million buttholes.
And then the lobster is like this terrifying looking lobster.
It's a big red corn cob.
The king of the underworld, I guess, like old Titan there or something like that. He's got the scary. He looks
it's
like a terrifying.
He has a weird old man mask,
like
on.
The one we have.
Like
you've
the
seen
one
pictures
we have.
Of,
and it's very scary.
Yes,
it's very scary. No, I agree. So yeah, and then
they play ring. Oh yeah, then they play farmer in the town. The farmer. See?
Yes, you're right. He plays... First, they did Ring Around the Roses when the kids woke up.
Yeah, vigorously. The ballerinas.
Oh, wait. Okay, so here. I'm getting us back on track. These big balloons start talking to each other with their dumb adult voices. And the charm of like 50s narration is they were just like, write anything, it goes, kid, let's do it.
No, totally, that's
just
the
any dialogue. Does it need to make sense? No.
No, I
it's
know
for
that's
kids.
Yeah, exactly. Like that's the vibe of so many of the something weird curated kids stuff is
they'll
it's
never
like,
notice.
Yeah, it's they're like a kids. Bunch of adults like whatever. Like yeah, they're like
but and it's also like they'll be bitching, like, Briar Rose, how long have you been asleep? Wake up, Briar Rose. What are they gonna lay there forever?
They
like
equally talk down to the kids, but then also over the kid's head. It's like
it's
a combo.
So weird.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so kid pees on a book.
Wait, you don't have to go all the way back. I was already in the underwater. You don't have to go all the way back.
Pees on a book, lays on the ground, scratches his butt, wakes up, plays Ring Around the Rosies. The balloons start nagging each other. Then he goes underwater, which is deafeningly crazy sounds. Not unlike water, but not exactly water.
Right.
Wouldn't have clocked it if they had not had a giant balloon and told me that they were underwater.
Right.
Little tentacle sucker buttholes. Lobster comes out looking like a red corn cob. Then all of a sudden they start playing Farmer in the Dell, and this balloon says, "Milk, boy, milk that cow." Starts demanding that he milk a cow. And he's like, "I'm a city boy. I don't know how to milk a cow."
It's weird.
And then he just demands that he milks a cow. But it's not a balloon cow. So there's farmer balloons. And there's all these other balloon farm things. But the cow is a paper mache cow. It's not standing up. Its legs have buckled. I actually just realized I had dreams about this type of thing last night, and this is why. And its legs are bent, and some kid has to stand next to this fucked up looking bent over cow and pretend to milk it. It's very odd. And then they're all forced to aggressively skip in circles again. And they sang.
You said, as you said, it seems like there's someone off camera forcing them to aggressively skip in circles. That's actually what you said when we were watching.
It looks like they're chewing peanut butter to simulate talking because their mouths their mouths are just kind of popping open like mannequins. But they don't seem to be mouthing the same thing or anything at all. It's like they couldn't. Didn't they know they were going to sing The Farmer and the Dell? Couldn't they have the kids sing it? Or maybe they were singing
it. I feel like they were trying.
And it was off time.
That's what I felt.
And so, they just
I felt there was an attempt.
It was really, it's wild. So definitely the audio is crazy. And then we get to a spicy portion. We have some cowboys and Indians. And that is real crazy looking because... The cowboys are regular giant balloon cowboys. However, the Indians are giant inflatable head masks that human beings put on and kind of walk around
in.
And they have these insane faces. Very spicy.
It's insane.
You got to see it to believe it, let me tell you.
We were dying.
We were dying. And then somehow they just cut to these two kids sitting on a curb watching... getting ready to watch a parade.
Yeah, it goes right into the main show.
From that.
Yeah.
They're like, they say, "You have to get away now, children, now, because we have a violent squaw who's going to shoot you in the back."
Exactly, yeah. Shoot you in the back.
He's going to shoot you in the back. And so they have to, usher the children
out.
Then all of a sudden, they're sitting on a curb.
And are we to believe that the parade is part of this kid's fantasy journey? I believe so.
I think that's... what we're made to be believing.
And so the rest of this film is the Philadelphia Thanksgiving Day Parade, I assume 1965.
Yeah, it's that city of Philla. So
it is Philadelphia. They said Philadelphia at one point.
So
is a wild ride.
It's a ride that reminds you of rides you've been on before. So, but first, let me tell you, they start with these kids and they're like, "Look how excited the children are." So we start with this lady narrator. "Look how excited the children are." And it's just two kids sitting on a curb looking off into the space. They are not excited. Hey, they aren't clapping.
You gaslighting me, lady?
They aren't clapping. They aren't doing anything. They're just kind of staring, staring straight ahead. And it's just two kids sitting on a curb. And it looks like it's cold. I believe Philadelphia because it's that type of not snowing.
You don't have
snowing.
To believe it. It just is.
It just is cold. It feels very
this
dry.
Part,
it's
this
a
part
dry
the make
cold.
Believe is you don't even
it's
have
just
to.
It's a dry cold. Okay. So look.
Oh, that's why I dreamed we moved to Philadelphia. And I was like, why
I
did
dreamed
we move
about
to...
fucked
I was
up
like,
cows.
Why did we move to Philadelphia? See, everybody, what you consume.
It does affect sleep.
I was like, why did we move to Philadelphia?
Why are
we
in Philadelphia?
We lived in an apartment in a church, which I think that goes with
that
Exorcist from a few weeks ago.
Oh, my God.
And then I went across the street to some market and I got us some beef sandwiches. But I was still like, these are good, but I don't want to live here.
I mean, it's not work. I mean, I live here.
They're like, why did we move here? Why did we do that?
Sorry, I'm swearing a lot. I apologize.
I don't mind.
I kind of feel like it.
I've given up the
Well, I like not, looking but for I the feel other like world I enjoy looking for the other word, but I think this merits swearing. Look at you, Andrew Dice Clay, Mike.
Hey,
Andrew Dice Mike.
Mother Goose.
I guess it'd be Mike Dice Clay.
Oh, Mother Goose. Yeah, I fucked her. That could go along with this, right?
That's actually one go in this parade. That would be a more entertaining parade. Actually, no, I take that back. So here's the thing I want to say tactfully, but I hope I do. Mothers are amazing. I love them. We love them. There is this quality, though, that a mom will do. And that is, you're in a car and you're driving down the street. And in the car ride, you know, maybe music's playing, maybe something is happening. And then it's like, Arby's. Buy one, get one free.
Oh, yeah.
License plate says,
yep,
ruthless. Like, just reading every sign out yeah. loud and just saying
just
what.
Just saying things.
Just saying things. Like, I'm going to say this. Yeah. I'm going to say this. That is the vibe of this narrator.
Yes.
This narrator
I'm going to say things.
Bless her, love her, but it's one of those car rides where things, a lot of things are said. Did they need to be said? Not necessarily. However, they're going to be said. And that is the narrative style. And she, boy, it's like, it's a wild ride. So here we go. We're going to start watching a parade. And it is a parade. It is exactly as it's billed. It's a giant balloon parade.
It sure is.
It is. And it's way longer than I expected, Mike.
Parades are long.
Are they? I mean,
yeah.
We've been in a parade together. Do you remember that in Lexington?
No, but...
You don't remember being in a parade?
No. But I remember how long parades were as a kid.
I wasn't... Okay, so my dad built floats for the Pegasus Parade when I was a child. So I've been in a bunch of parades, and I've been in the Pegasus Parade, and I've been in, like, big floats. Like, you know, when you staple the, like, shiny stuff on them. Like, love that stuff. You and I were in a parade. But I guess I never really, like, was a spectator of a parade to really appreciate how long it is. But this is a giant balloon parade. We kick it off with a Scrooge balloon. And she's like, here comes old pity-pinching Scrooge. Who's he going to disappoint today? And he's holding Tiny Tim. I guess it's good Scrooge. Good Scrooge, filled with the spirit of Christmas.
Yeah, here's the thing. As you said at one point, you're like, somebody wrote this. And I was like, well, did they? Or is she just improv? Is she? I guess she's probably not there. She's probably watching the footage and doing it.
You don't. Oh, you think she's watching the footage, or is she at the parade?
I feel like there would have been more, because you do hear noise like "mommy, mommy," like so. It could...
Mommy, what's that? Yeah, no, she has to be there. I think she's at the like stand.
It's hard to say.
Like because like frequently, if things were televised, they would have like a commentator booth.
Do you think she's just winging this off her head?
Yeah. What is that place called? It's called something like the parade grandstand or something. I don't know, because I feel like maybe they gave her a heads up what was going to happen, because we're like, then, so we have a marching band, too. So, look, I did a marching band count. I think it's really important to know how many marching bands were in this parade, because you got to appreciate the number of marching bands. Like, because this wasn't like a parade where somebody with a boombox on a parade was, you know, didn't have, like, loudspeakers on a float. That was not this parade. This is balloons and marching bands. That's it. That's all you get. You get some billboards. Balloons, marching bands,
Not like a little pet section, little dachshunds running around.
No. Farm animals on a float. No, none of that. Oh, that would be so cute. They would get so tired. So we have the Scrooge balloon, stocking balloon, marching band number two, then a lamb, and then a clock with some mice on it. And she goes, Hickory Dickory Dock, I wonder what he does when he runs down with his little pink ears. The mouse. Maybe he'll run up into his hole and sit a while. Then a marching band number three comes up.
Just mind numbing.
Wonder what he does when he runs down. Oh, God, we're all wondering. I must know.
Moves right along.
With his little pink ears. And she moves right along. And then it's just like gobsmacking, because it's something at nights on horses, balloons. I like saying balloon, B-L-O-O-N, balloon. Unfunny clowns. So
there's the amount of clowns in this parade. It outnumbers the balloons by, I mean,
so
almost 100 to 1.
So definitely like these. Okay, and then we were trying to posit on some of the clowns.
Yeah. Wild.
Really, like. Because I was thinking while watching them, so I'm like, oh, what a wonderful time when people still liked clowns and clowns were cute. So we start the parade with some clowns that are skipping and waving and like being happy. And then, you know, also every balloon is held by at least like 6 people that are rolling it around on wheels, because they're all on wheels. and they all have the strings, but it's not like the Macy's Day Parade, like I said, that looks like they're about to get away from them. It's like they're just kind of dragging them along, right? And everyone is dressed like a clown, and they all are wearing hats, and they're just kind of somber clowns that are dragging these balloons, and there's so many. Do you think there's 200?
Oh, I would say easily, because cause each
so
one,
many,
each balloon has like probably about 10, to be honest.
Yeah, and I like,
and then some of them have more because like the snake and the griffin are so long, like yes. they probably had 20.
It's crazy, like the unbelievable amount of clowns. Like I think the clowns outnumbered the marching bands.
Well, I mean, it is
crazy. I think the marching band total was 12.
I think it was 13 that you counted, but then also.
Oh, and then the one at the end.
It does feel like there was some cut ups. It feels like there were some cuts that we missed, but yeah. I think you counted 13 marching bands.
So then we get.
Which in my mind is like, wow, there's 13. It's like, I guess like every high school has one. I don't know.
Philly's probably got a lot.
I never thought about the marching bands.
I never either.
It's never really
and
been
then
in
there
my
was,
head.
There was some adult marching bands.
But yeah, I was thinking, you know what I was thinking? What I did think when I was watching the marching bands, I'm like, you know what?
Good for them.
I was like, you know, I gotta hand it to them. Not only are they playing this instrument walking, but it doesn't actually sound chaotic. Like, it is together. Like, I gotta say, like, in my mind, when you got, like, 30 people playing a song, like, it's gonna sound, especially teenagers.
I mean,
they keep it together.
Not all of them are teenagers, and marching
they keep
bands
it together.
Are
you know what?
Like,
they keep it together.
They have a majorette up front with the baton. Yeah. That's how they know the time. Holding it all
yeah,
together.
Yeah, all of it. I mean,
and
again,
you know how to march? Like, did you ever march? You never
no,
marched,
no. I don't think about the marching band, like
no.
I just said. I said, I'm thinking about
it
now.
I tried it once.
You know what? Hats off to
guess
you guys.
Guess what? I tried it once, hated it.
Yeah.
Stopped. You have to do this little walk, like you walk in place, and then you walk, and there's like this specific little walk you have to do. I didn't like the little walk. I didn't like being outside. I didn't like standing outside in the sun. I didn't like being outside in the sun. That's the main thing I didn't like. I didn't like being outside in the sun.
Yeah.
Well,
Philly, you
walking
right.
around endlessly.
Getting that beef sandwich
that
I picked up across the street.
I'd rather. But also the majorettes, I loved it. But I do love twirling batons, and I would totally want to do the baton twirling portion.
I just realized it was probably a Philly cheesesteak sandwich that I got.
Yeah, I assume that's what you meant. Was it thin beef or chopped up beef? Did it have cheese and peppers?
I think so. Yeah, it must have.
God,
been. It was my dream.
Steak. I would eat a cheesesteak right now. Fuck.
I know. I'm hungry.
Man, I want to eat a cheesesteak.
Even though
we just ate a wonderful meal. We just ate.
Wonderful.
Well, sometimes. Breakfast is like one of those meals where it's just, it almost doesn't count. It's like,
sometimes it doesn't take.
It's like you eat breakfast and then you're like, all right. And then 2 hours later, you're like, I am starving.
It's
like,
ridiculous.
I'm.
Even that oatmeal, it just shouldn't be like
starving.
That. Anyway, hats off to. What I'm trying to say, Tara. Is hats off to the 1965 Philadelphia Air Marching
Band. I like Harry Marching Band. Thank you, Mike. I'm glad you were like, I just digested what goes into a marching band. That's a lot of work. But the majorettes that were my favorite. Okay. I love the tassels on the boots aesthetically. I love white boots. There's so many things that I love about all of these things aesthetically. The stripes on the pants going, it's great. But the ladies that were wearing just like brightly colored clothes and like a little skirt, but they weren't twirling anything and they didn't have a flag and they didn't have a baton. They weren't twirling fire like those other ladies that were twirling fire. And you're like, how long could these fucking fire batons
last?
That
was wild. I got to say,
crazy. Give these teens fire. I like the ones that were just walking around with little white gloves, waving their hands around like little white gloves.
Yes.
I'm doing little white gloves.
You were. It was great.
I wish everybody could
great.
See my little white glove dance. They're doing a little sassy walk and they're kind of swinging their little white glove hands and they're like, sassy walk my gloves. Like they're just, all they're doing is walking and working those gloves. Fuck, that's so cool. Takes a lot of balls. You know
that's
what
great.
I mean? You know what else takes a lot of balls?
What's that, Tara?
Saying something like this. What a plump horse, all dressed up for the circus. Have you ever heard the expression, all dressed up for a circus horse?
I haven't.
I'm sure it's a compliment for him.
Yeah.
Sorry,
no.
All dressed up for a circus horse. All dressed up like a circus horse.
Have
I'm
not
sure
heard
it's
that,
a compliment
have
for
not
him.
Heard that phrase, all dressed up like a circus horse.
Next time I'm getting ready and I come out, Mike, you need to be like, whoa, who's all dressed up like a circus horse?
Yeah, look at you, all dressed up like a circus horse.
Go all dressed up like a circus horse.
Yeah, again, she's and just then, fly. She's just.
And I then that's the first time I clocked it, and I was like, "This is shockingly inane chatter." She kept calling everything gay. She was like, oh, that horse is gay. Yeah, this is gay.
And everything's gay. Like, these kids are gay.
It's like everyone's feeling gay. Yeah. And look at these plump elephants. Yeah. Bye, Bimbo. Yeah, doesn't he look gay?
Dressed up like a circus whore.
Horse. But I'm like, doesn't that, it's so funny because like with different word, but like, bye, Bimbo.
Yeah, the elephants are called Bimbo and Jumbo and Jimbo and Simbo. Yeah.
Bye, Bimbo.
Bye, Bimbo.
So funny. I was dying.
Bye, you gay Bimbo.
But and that's basically what she was saying. And it's so, and you know what? Like, I get it. Like, when you say in the old timey way, but the amount of times
there's
she
no way
said
you're not
it,
laughing.
You
I mean,
have
come on,
to
it's
laugh.
Ridiculous.
It's juvenile, but you're gonna laugh at it because it's ridiculous. And then, okay, so we have the biggest band yet today. We have marching band number 5 walk in, and this walrus balloon comes up, and she goes, "Why is he crying? He ate all the oysters, but he had promised to take them on a walk by the sea instead."
Just like, what is
what
she
are you talking
doing?
About? Like, I know the story from Alice in Wonderland. And then it's like, then we see the giant griffin. And she's like, oh, here's the griffin. And Mike, as you point out, there was just like 20-foot log up the griffin's ass for no apparent reason.
Dude, I love when there's a kind of a big fat, like round clown. She goes, "Roly poly clown, you make me laugh. You must have a friend, a clown on a rhino. With me, that's fino." What?
What? Clown on a rhino?
She's losing it.
With me, that's... Oh, my God. I was like...
Do you think she was drinking?
That's what I was thinking, too. I'm like, is she just like, sitting there sipping gin? Just, like, cold gin?
Or just a nice hot toddy, maybe?
Cold gin. It's not great. Anyway, sorry. I like her... I like the facts that she was throwing down.
She's spitting facts. What?
She's spitting facts. Did you know leopard travel at night because they sleep in the day? They are from the jungle where it is very green and very warm. They are tricky fellows. They climb in a tree where they see their prey pass by.
She's like letting
spitting
you know.
Facts.
She's getting you that
leopard
info.
Facts.
When the snake comes by, it's insane. She's
it's
like,
right after the leopard.
When the snake comes by, let me see, I'm looking at Tara's notes here. She says, the cat meow with the canoe with honey and the marrying turkey.
What the fuck is that?
Yeah, no one knows.
The marrying turkey? Hold on, wait. I know where the snake is. It's,
she goes, oh. She's like, don't slither by me. Oh.
Slithering snake, you have lots of clowns to charm you. Walk on by me. Oh.
Yeah. She's like,
walk on by me. I keep wanting to do Margaret Dumont voice.
Yeah.
Ooh, slithering snake, you have lots of clowns to charm you.
Dude, it's
she's not Margaret
madness.
Dumont, though. She's more just
that's
like
when
regularly...
she really starts getting unhinged when
oh
the
my
snake
God.
Comes by. She's like, she's definitely losing it. Yeah.
But then they have like, so they're doing all these like random like fairy book balloons and they're really like, they're not... Much like the Alice in Wonderland, they're going B-sides. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah,
they're
going
deep cuts. They aren't going to have like Alice
they're doing the
and
demos.
The Mad Hatter. Yeah. They're like fucking Griffin and the walrus that ate the oysters. And then like kind of at the end, like a small like white rabbit. You know what I mean? But it's like they're going for deep cuts. They're like, let's see if these kids get it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let's challenge them to think a little. Much like... After the wooden train, there's a cat and an owl on a canoe with honey, and then the marrying turkey comes
no one
in
knows
after.
This story. They acted like this is the most the story that I and then with the pig with the ring in its nose
and a piggy wig, and she calls it. Oh, it's the piggy wig with the ring on his nose.
Acting like everyone knows this story. Maybe it's a local story.
But
you know what I mean?
That's where the kid goes, "Mommy, what is that?"
We're asking the same thing, kid.
I'm with you too. I guess the cat and an owl wanted to get married. Because that was their honeymoon, because they had a pot of honey.
Mm.
This is a story that is not ringing.
I think it's a local Philly fairy tale.
Not ringing a lot, but maybe it's Russian.
It's a local
it's
Philly.
Not ringing a lot of bells. Yeah, it's a local Philly fairy tale. And that's how the cheesesteak was born. And that's where Wawa comes from.
Why did we move here?
Why are we here? And then we get some like Arabian Nights stoner balloons. Like it's just like stoner.
The hookah.
They're just like smoking hookahs on a fucking flying carpet. Insane. And then what are they followed by? A bagpiper. Just a bagpiper.
She goes, have you ever? She goes, I love the sound of a bagpipe. Some people say it's strange. It is strange, but once you get used to it, it's. She's just like going off, dude. She's just like,
it is strange. There's another clown. Yeah. Here's a marching band. Glug, they're walking glug, glug. By. That sign says go.
Yeah.
McDonald's. Turn left.
Buy one, get one free. Half off egg McMuffins.
Half off egg. What is an egg McMuffin? I can't remember. What is on the egg McMuffin exactly? Have you had an egg McMuffin, I say?
Did I eat one right now?
I know you're hungry. Okay, let's see here. Then we see. Oh, and then let's scamper up a few down to
yeah,
after.
No, I think, yeah, I mean.
But after band 11 goes by. There's a moving billboard. It's just a billboard. And I swear to God, it just says sports. You know what
yeah.
I mean? It says sports.
It's an ad for
sports. It's an ad for sports. And it was like just vague, like as vague as I like to be sports. And then there's like a float and there's like a football guy. And it looked like he was wrestling barbecue.
I thought he was wrestling the lobster, but you know.
Pig.
You never
I thought
know.
It was. I thought it was like a roasted pig.
But of course, like any good Thanksgiving Day parade, you gotta end with Santa. But before we even get to Santa, we get a rocket ship.
Oh, I get. Well, let me tell you one more fun thing.
Okay.
Before we get to the rocket ship, when the kangaroo balloons go by, then an ice cream cone balloon goes by.
It's insane.
Oh, my stomach hurts. I've eaten a triple decker. It'll take me a week to get over this. She's eating a triple decker.
She's
dude.
Eating a triple decker ice cream.
Oh, fuck.
What about that rocket ship with the elves? The elves look terrifying.
Yeah. The elves are things of nightmares. The elves are definitely things of nightmares. There's a tortoise in here and then just scary elves.
Coming out of a rocket ship. She goes, this is modern travel.
This is modern travel for Santa.
And of course, Santa.
And then, well, we have the cats with two heads, and she says, two heads are better for a cat. One can be gay and one can be sad. You are truly a circus freak.
Yeah.
But she said it kind of like she pumped that last one like the gin was taken
home. Truly. The gin
is
like.
Two heads are better for a cat. Glug, one glug. Can be gay and one can be sad. Like, yep, those are the two moods, gay and sad.
You are truly a circus freak.
You are truly a circus freak. Fucking cat. Especially you sad cat.
Dude. And then, I mean, it's insane.
Okay, so yeah, then we get a Santa float, and it's huge. But then the, like, song is, like, is like not a Christmas song. It's like, na-na-na-na, na-na-na-na.
But I think what really, when it really goes, yeah, it is like that song.
I know.
But I think when the real capper for this whole thing is when it fully, finally, when she just goes completely off the rails, is the final part of the movie when she's directing the audience to do stuff. So the parade ends.
We think it's over.
It seems like the movie's over.
The kid steps out of the pee-soaked book.
Yeah.
And then she's like,
then all of a sudden,
guess who it is? Everyone, guess who it is? As soon as we show something, yell it out. And if you don't know, say, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so all of a sudden that direction makes no sense. Because she says, guess who it is? You say who it is. If you don't know who it is, say, yeah, yeah, or yay, yay. That's the first direction.
Yay. Yeah,
she
yay.
Says, yay, yay. That's the first direction she gives, okay? So it's just going over scenes we've seen in the movie, okay? That direction completely goes away second one. Because she starts telling.
They show a dog. I'm like, dog. And then they show a cat. She goes, cat. It's like she's like, trying to be like, fuck you. I got it first.
And then she's like, there's the rat. Yay, yay. Say yay, yay. And then she.
And in no way did I know it was a rat because they just show the body and it's just a shirt and pants. And then they scroll up and I'm like, well, shit. I didn't know it would be wearing something.
But then it cuts back to the print. She just keeps being like, there's this. Start clapping your hands. Clap them along.
Jump up and down with the children. If you can't jump up and down, wiggle around.
And then she goes, yay, yay. Let me hear you. But it's like, you just don't, lady.
Lady, do you not know how instructions work? Like, come on, which one am I going with? And then we see this, the fucking parrot again. And she goes, crunchy crackers. She goes, crunchy crackers, crunch, your teeth crunch.
Hey, she knew what I went through.
Crunchy, I'm literally quoting her. Crunchy crackers, crunch, your teeth crunch. Like, what yeah. are you?
I was they, like, she knew, she saw me. She saw what happened to me.
I know, she's a fucking soothsayer. But
she's like, oh, there's Santa. Yay, yay.
Polly
like,
would eat a truckload of crackers.
She just literally loses it by the end.
She loses her mind. It's Santa. Yay, yay. Clap your hands for Santa. That's not Santa. Say yay, yay, if you know what I mean.
She like, stomp along with it. Do it. Come on, let me hear
she's
you.
She's like, stomp along with them, and it's like, stomp along with the marching band, and then it cuts to like a float, and you're like, wait.
It's total chaos.
Oh my God, it's so wonderful. And it ends just so confoundingly and chaotically. She's a fantastic narrator. I highly recommend this.
Yeah, I mean, look.
Try to follow along. Actually, take a lot of like, kind of take the Julie London approach. Get yeah. a martini.
Yeah.
Take Valium.
I was stone cold sober watching this, so yeah. it was even.
But I was saying like the Julie London approach. No, would be I'm martini and a Valium, and then like you watch this, and you're gonna be like, "That's right, sister."
What's great? You have the option where you can just hit play, and all these play together with no interruption. So it's like it's 300 minutes. So it's like you could just have that going, and. I mean, dude, we got
really
the Big Bad Wolf, Fun in Balloon Land, Polly Pockets, Princess and the Magic Frog, and Kingdom of Crooked Mirrors. You could have a great night yeah. watching this. We are excited to watch.
You could really fuck up your sleep cycle. With
yeah,
this
I'm really excited to watch all of these. Polly Pockets was insane. I don't think we can really even get into
no,
it.
No, I mean,
so
Polly
much.
Pockets, the whole premise was, you know, it's a little more vaudevillian, isn't it, Mike?
It was
like
wild.
She has a lot of pockets. She has a nothing pocket. She has a money pocket. She has a paper pocket. She has all kinds of things in her pockets. Whatever you need, she's got in that pocket. And if you look in the back, there's one with a skull and crossbones. So I think that's the final
poison
choice.
Pocket.
Poison pocket. Yeah.
And then she goes to the Castle of Gloom. Look, we could get into all.
And there's
of
all
this.
These onions, and she peels onions in the Castle of Gloom. Oh, I loved it.
So look. Crazy Kids Video Party.
You get to
thank
see
you.
Her in a bin of onions.
Thank you to AGFA and Something Weird for putting this out. Tara, did we have fun in Balloon Land?
I had a blast in Balloon Land.
And I think you will too. Well,
and I would recommend you might want to watch this one with someone.
Oh,
so that you can just look at each other and be like, what the fuck am I watching?
Yeah. Or put this episode on.
Oh,
watch
or
it.
Watch
so you
it with
have
us.
Us.
Actually, yes, have us. If you don't have somebody to just be confounded with and say,
you
like, did
us.
I just see that?
Just keep yeah. us on, and we can,
yeah.
we, you know,
we'll watch it with you.
We will watch it with you. Well, thank you so much. Sorry we're late. We'll be back next week, and then we'll see what happens after that. But end of the year, you know we're going to have Christmas themed stuff coming up. We got a great, great package. Actually, we forgot to shout out a great package from Saturn's Core. So thank you so much. And we're going to certainly be digging into some of those.
Oh my God. That package was amazing. I feel like that was like a lifetime ago, but that was so amazing.
Incredible.
I can't wait.
Excited to dig in
to do
to
that.
Those. So thank you so much. And hey, you too should go. Have fun in Balloon Land.